gosh, that is so good.
So one can per slice?
Oh.
Yeah, now, there's like two.
Can I, before we start,
you guys are going to start drinking Mountain Dew after.
Can I just say that we admit up front that we're having an illegal meeting about birthday cake? Can we be explicit about
it? Get it out there.
Let everyone know.
I think we should just give Jenny money in her budget to cook.
You know what? I'm totally
going to cake every meeting.
I'm part of your job description.
Wow, Jenny.
And it has to be a new one every time.
That's pretty amazing.
No, we can repeat the good ones.
Yeah. Okay, we can repeat good ones. That's
fine. Holy cow. Well, thank you. I was worried because I don't like to bring new cakes that I've never tried, but they specifically asked for
that. That's way
too.
Wow. All right. You're welcome. Happy birthday, David.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
When was your birthday, by the way?
Sunday. He turned 25.
We're good.
Someone's going to subpoena this stuff, and I'm like, they did what?
They talk about birthday cake?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We want it back.
Jim said he was going to ground a request.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about, first of all, our impact fee lawsuit.
Okay.
Because this portion is recorded. Okay. So me and David went today. You know how we had talked about, which I'm kind of... Me and David went today, and we went and met with Jody Burnett.
Oh, good. Ooh, okay.
And we just asked him, like, those flat-out questions, like, tell us what your opinion is on this. And it was very enlightening in the sense that I think there are some areas that he agreed with Eric and some areas that he was totally opposite of Eric. Okay.
On past decisions or the way we're
like
heading?
Where we're heading.
Our strategy.
Okay, yeah, strategy wise. Okay. So I don't know how you guys feel if our strategy is that, you know, like we're up for a fight for this. Right? Is that what you guys all kind of took from it? A little bit?
It depends.
I think you should only be up for a fight if you think you can win it.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to go to a fight and spend a lot of money.
So this is my question. Did you feel that Eric was setting us up to like kind of go for a fight because we're going to win?
I feel like he was saying it's up to us.
Yeah.
Okay. Like we could, if we're going to settle because it's a really good offer, then we should. If it's a horrible offer, then we might want to.
I kind of got, he thought that we had a pretty good case, so if we decided to fight, it's not really a lost cause. But we wouldn't be able to maybe win everything.
I just wanted to see where you guys were at. So one of Jody's things that he talked about with Lehigh is that kind of like where, and it was put in this way, so I might be jumping around, and I apologize for that. So you collect this impact fee, and you know how Eric said, like, our whole entire impact fee money is at risk, okay? So you collect this impact fee money. And what was that impact fee money for? What was the purpose of that impact fee money? Was it to build a $10 million recreation building?
Recreation.
Was it to build, like, a traditional recreation building with a pool? Like, how much would that be?
To build a recreation facility and aquatics.
Okay, which is what it said in the capital projects plan.
Okay,
that's
what we collected for. Uh-huh. Now, is that what you got?
No.
Depends on who you talk to in the process.
So this is the thing. You go out, your mom and dad give you money to go and buy a BMW. Instead, you buy a little Subaru. Okay? But you have to, do you get to keep that money, that extra, or do you have to give it back? Because they said, we're going to give you that money to buy a BMW. Mm-hmm. And you don't buy the BMW. But you don't get to keep that money.
So in essence, we
collected fees for, say, whatever facility it was. Okay, say it's a $10 million facility. But we built a $2 million facility. Do we get to keep that extra money?
There was no extra money. We didn't collect $10 million.
But our purpose in collecting the fee was for this. So our purpose was to build a traditional recreation center with a pool.
Is that
so
really
that
true?
People, this is totally, I'm totally on point, right, on this? So
it wasn't so much the verbiage of what it was we were going to build, it was the fact that it had certain components and would cost X dollars.
That was in the impact.
How else do we determine the fee?
Yeah.
Okay, but what were those components? I mean, do we have, yeah. I mean, is it... A racquetball court, a bowling lane, a
recreation facility.
It wasn't defined as far as
the programming, maybe inside of it.
it was just this recreation. It was pretty broad.
Did we say how much it was going to cost?
That's what we. That's the clincher. Well, is if we said we were going to spend.
Well, what did we say? Have we gone back and looked at that?
We need to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around, what did we say we were going to build with those fees then?
Yeah. So this is,
you're saying it's pretty broad, but like, give me some.
Yeah, we don't know this. This is the thing. This is the unknown. That we've built this center, and this whole entire time we were under, I have to tell you, I was under the impression like we just had need to build a facility that does recreation.
That's what I mean.
Not that it was this parameter, okay? So when you set an impact fee, you have to say, this is why we're collecting it, this is why we need it, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
This is what we're going to do, and you have your 6 years to...
That should give us some type of bounds so that we know what has to go into it. If we're saying we're collecting fees for this, we should know what those fees...
Okay.
So what he's saying is...
So on this end, when we collected, when we decided on those impact fees, our impact fee is not strong. Okay, so it has issues on how we came up with that formula to collect those impact fees.
Our methodology to establish the fee may not be strong enough to defend it.
And we don't know what that is right now.
Well, it started out initially as a formula, literally a pie in the sky formula from Andrew Jackson at the Mountain Land Association of Governments. And I told this to Stephanie, and I told it to Jody Burnett. When I came to work at the City of Cedar Hills, I told Scott Traynor, you guys do not have a legally defensible impact fee for recreation in parks. He said, that's not up to you, David. Zip it. Don't say anything about it.
Do we have documentation for that?
When Conrad got here, I told him the same thing. And the only reason why I told them that is because I had worked enough on impact fees to know that I didn't know enough about impact fees. That law is very difficult to understand, and it changes. And it's changed in the last, 3 years, 5 years. So we're not really on that solid of ground because we have not updated it, and we didn't do the methodology correct in the first place. You can't just say, we want to build a recreation center. Everybody who moves into our city from this day forward has to pay X dollars. You can't do that. You have to do a proportionate share analysis, meaning you have to say the existing residents put X dollars in, or we're going to start from here and the new residents will pay, but also we're going to use X dollars of tax money to vest the people who are already here into that building. We didn't do that. Jody Burnett he was pretty clear.
He was very,
very worried about our methodology.
So that puts all of our impact fees at risk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just what's unused, but the whole...
But I thought there was some kind of a timer or whatever it is. So
there is.
Which means that the early impact fees are okay because nobody can test them.
Go
ahead.
So you have 1 year to contest the impact fee, that if you've been charged it, okay?
As an individual.
As an individual. But then if you're a group, you have 4 years, okay, which no one has. But also what's in question is that you have 6 years to use them, which we did not.
Sure, that's right.
Okay.
So 4 years as a developer?
Mm-hmm.
No, as a...
Or
as
a group
like
of
a class
residents.
Action lawsuit
like
in,
action,
in,
4 years.
In essence. Yeah.
And if they went on the methodology part?
Or I was right there.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
And then... If we ever envisioned a rec center, say that, and then just use a number, a 10 rec center, it's awesome. And we ever went back to a 5 or anything less than 10, then we needed to refund a certain portion of those impact fees to reduce the scope.
Yeah. So in essence,
and that will be something that these guys will attack us on is, look, you guys had talked about a rec center, a traditional rec center down on your 9 acres. You did something different. You didn't buy property. You included a clubhouse. In other words, the scope of your rec center drastically reduced because the components of what you did reduced. You didn't have a traditional center. You didn't have to buy property. You didn't have to do all these things. So you should have reduced the impact fee you're collecting and refunded part of that. Because at one time we talked about combining with Alpine and Highland, and that's what has taken us so long to get where we are, is those talks fell through the years. We tried and tried and tried, and it just took us a long time. So we asked Jody. We've already spent the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's like, oh, that sucks for you.
We said, we've already spent the money. Can they back us on that? Can they really go after monies we've already spent? He said, absolutely they can.
Mm-hmm.
There is no safety in the fact that you've already spent the money.
Yeah.
So what about the point that they're encumbered? I mean, is that the same argument?
Yeah. That's the same argument. Yeah. Encumbered or spent, doesn't matter. If they can get to the core of how we collected, how we came up with the fee in itself.
Which John Paul is.
Yeah. Then Jody's saying you guys are really fighting an uphill battle.
So his not that, you know, there's a positive note about it, but honestly, I think that his thought was that we really look at settling. That we don't let them get into
the minutia and all the details and drag out every little mm-hmm. dirty secret
that
they can.
That our $125,000 that we have left over, don't spend it. Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about finishing the basement.
With exactly. The civic money. Because that was this is impact fee money, and we want to keep that impact fee money mm-hmm. so that we have a bargaining tool for that, you know?
So that we can go back and say, look, we've got $125,000 left. We'll give it to you. Go away.
But what if our settlement is much higher than that? I mean, wouldn't we want that civic center money to be able to use to help us out,
well,
too?
I don't know if we can use that.
But this is
it's unrestricted funds.
Unrestricted.
So you can anything.
You could settle a lawsuit with that too.
But okay. if we have a and that's where it's like our balance is. It's like if we lose and we have to give all of the impact fee money back, $300,000 is, I mean, it's a lot of money, but in the big picture of $2.7 million, when we go, you know what I'm saying?
We're bonding.
We're bonding anyway. And so
our residents would love us if we have to do that.
But if it's $600,000, we have that right now between the rest of the impact fees and the unrestricted funds.
Mm-hmm. So does he have an idea how much we could settle for? I mean, you asked a question, Steph.
Are we
in for a fight? I think there's no way we should be in for a fight here from what I'm hearing.
No.
Is that we've got an almost indefensible position.
Yeah, I totally walked out thinking.
It didn't feel good.
Yeah.
And Jody was very clear. He goes, I'm the kind of attorney, I'm going to tell you guys bad news.
Yeah.
And you're just going to have to know it and understand it, because the last thing I want to do is lead you guys down a path and then have you guys lose anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather tell you the bad news up front.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we asked him, can you team up with Eric? Because he just barely negotiated Lehigh's settlement with the same group of attorneys.
Did he tell you how much they were asking for, how much they settled? They settled for like $1 million.
It was $1.2 million or something.
But how much were they asking for?
He was going to send us, he was going to send us kind of the settlement mm-hmm. agreement. He didn't tell us what they were asking for initially. But it was several millions of dollars, because Lehigh had, Ivory Homes has built, I don't know how many, 20, 30,000 homes over there. Crazy amounts of homes.
Mm-hmm.
And they went after their whole impact fee.
They had a lot to gain. Ivory did. And so what his point was, these attorneys aren't necessarily looking to cripple a city financially. Really what they're after is to make you change your methodology. Make you review it. They want to cover their attorney's fees, and I'm sure there's going to be a little something else in there for them. But they're not looking to cripple us financially. They want us to change going forward how we assess these impact fees.
And other cities as well, because other cities get scared that's what's happening.
They want to make it hurt bad enough, like you said, that other cities also change.
Yeah.
So they've got to make it hurt for us that we do change.
And part of maybe what Jody had talked about is, in our settlement, is that we say, you know what, we're going to go and we're going to redo our impact fees. We're going to relook at them and we're going to reevaluate them.
Whether we settle or not.
Well, no. I mean, like, literally, he kind of said, hold off a little bit on that just so that it can go. You don't want to do it and be in, like, good faith, like, oh, look, we just did it. So, you know, be our buddy.
Well, I'm okay with
in
that,
essence of hold off to see if that's a bargaining chip that we can use. Is
well, if we're doing it wrong, we got to fix it.
Yeah,
for
sure. But I agree. We should wait.
So, yeah, exactly. So, as much as I want to move forward, I am really uncomfortable spending doing the basement until we know how much we have to settle for, because we may need that for our settlement. And it sucks.
I was not as much.
You were not worried?
Yeah, I asked him flat out, do you think we should finish the basement? And he goes, not with impact fees.
Well, you probably just, you know, that we have this pool of money that's, you know, unrestricted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
But if our settlement is more than the impact fees, where does he recommend we get that money from?
What I'm worried about is if they look at our books and go, oh, well, you've got X number of dollars, well, we're going to take all of that, but if we've spent $150, $300 of it, they may look at that and go, well, your cash on hand is this. So
yeah, Lehigh had more cash on hand than
how much is left in impact fees now?
$125,000. The other thing that I will say that was a highlight of coming out of this meeting is I said to him, so we have this room that we rent out for weddings.
Great, I'm glad you asked.
And I want to know, like, do you think this impacts, like, the lawsuit on recreation that we rented out for weddings and blah, 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 blah? Because we have in our budget $160,000. You know, Eric has told us, you know, minimal use, we're not doing anything. And he's like, no, rent it out.
I like this guy.
And we even told him, we said, our city attorney said it needs to be an ancillary use. And he said, it doesn't matter.
He goes, you can build a traditional recreation center and you could rent that out. It doesn't matter. This is for your OMM cost. He's like, you're not using impact fees. You can't use impact fees, obviously, for OMM.
Finally, an attorney who makes sense to me.
So let's discuss that later.
So, anyways, I'm just saying, like, these are kind of the things that came out of it. I did not tell Eric we were meeting with Jody. I just kind of wanted to see how things went.
Eric doesn't need to
see but
right
I
now.
Think yeah. that but I think that it would be good for him to be a team. And that's something we
I
should talk about.
I think he
about.
Brings value mm-hmm. as we go forward in addressing this particular issue. And not that Eric doesn't know impact fees, and not that his firm isn't. They deal with them a lot, especially with small cities.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're with the trust. But Jody, it felt like Jody really had that one-on-one direct experience with these guys. He's already negotiated with them. He knows them very well. He knows their thought process, how they're going to attack, and how he can best negotiate with them.
So you know, I'm assuming this would be a competency conversation.
We need to have some of that.
Well, okay. Competency with Eric, yes.
That's what I'm saying, instead of having it on our recording.
I'm saying he's a good team.
Just with Jody, I think he has a really good grasp of what this impact fee lawsuit means to us.
Better than Blaisdell Church. I mean, Blaisdell Church goes around saying they do more city business than anybody, and their council
city business.
He even said impact fee business. They were the best. They did the most out of it.
It's like an after John call.
So, I personally don't have a problem engaging Jody.
He's fine. He says, I don't have to be lead attorney. I don't have to be even lead anything. He goes, Jody says, I'm willing to help you guys in any way you want. I can just come and listen and give my input if that's what you want. I don't have to be lead attorney. You can have your city attorney be the lead attorney.
At 275.
But at some point, if they have conflicting, legal advice, whose are we going to go with?
Well, and we talked about that.
Well,
because we're like, we have Eric, who says this, and you're saying this, which...
He was careful. Jody was careful. He says, well, I'm not saying that your attorney's wrong, but...
even with attorneys, we see things differently.
It happens all the time.
Especially with this law, impact fee law.
And Eric talked about this, too. It's untested. It's always, always, always settled.
Yeah.
My opinion is, I agree, I think we should look into settlement, which is something that I think Jody has better experience with. I am totally in favor of explicitly using Jody's firm so that we can get the best deal out of it, because I don't think we're going to win.
And we don't want to pay one more dollar than we have to.
Okay, so let me ask the really big elephant in the room question, which is that how do you message this? I mean, there's really nobody to point a finger at, because Eric Johnson's clearly saying nobody asked him.
If
people would have asked him, he said he would have said not to do this. And so, you know, you pointed at Conrad, you pointed at Eric, you pointed at the past council. I don't know. I mean, how do you message this and have it?
Well, it's something I was hoping to talk about with Eric tonight, because I think we need to let residents know pretty soon about this lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because
they
need to hear from us before they hear from anybody mm-hmm. else, and it's public record at this point.
And here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Yeah,
yes,
sir,
called Eric and said, "Hey, buddy, can I just send you an email?" It didn't come through the regular channels.
Right.
This lawsuit did not go through, hey, you know, they marched down to the county recorder's office. I mean, it's going to get there. But it was filed, but it's not like...
But it wasn't served by
served.
A sheriff.
We
it
accepted
was actually
assignment.
Served by the attorney.
We accepted right. assignment.
Yeah.
So it was more like under the radar a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's going
to
come out, and I think it's mm-hmm. important that it comes from us first.
Communicate it. Do we have a communications mm-hmm. department? And
so it has a budget?
Maybe it has a budget. So that we can...
No more cake for you. No more cake for you.
Okay, so we have a budget.
But see,
I agree.
Right.
But here's the thing: is that's what I think. What Gary's saying is, what are we going to tell residents and explain? You know, how we're going to approach it, and
we can't.
I know that, but I'm saying is, if we decide we're going to hold our, you know, our unrestricted funds for a possible settlement, we have to explain we're not going to be building a basement right now because how do we let people know that what the expectations we've set or that we've told them may not come to pass.
How do you say it any way other than we screwed up as a city?
Well, but we have to be careful because what we communicate will be used against us
uh-huh.
in
right.
a settlement. I would say until somebody asks, I mean, I'm almost of the opinion that it probably won't come up.
Well,
really?
But it already has, and let me explain why. Because we're already getting questions about how much are you renting out the center, how many events, how many weddings, tournaments. I mean,
by whom?
Go look on the forum. I mean, I'm getting asked in my neighborhood.
Yeah,
exactly. But I'm getting asked in my neighborhood how we're doing with the center, how many bookings have we got. So,
well, people
are asking, I'm like, well,
how well it's doing. But if we don't have to change the way we are operating, and we can, you know, we can book it out as much as we want, then
telling everybody that we're going to be booking it out, we're going to have all these events, all these weddings.
I think we can message that easier. I think we can say, as a new council, we've decided that this is going to be emphasized recreation,
sure.
not so much on the other stuff, because we
sure.
want more stuff for our residents. We feel that that's a bigger, more important thing for our city. I think that's easier to message.
I think
to go out with a message saying, hey, we're getting sued.
But I think we have to bring it up, because
I think
if not, it's
going to
be
really
like in the Daily Herald. As soon as it's public knowledge, it will be the city's
yeah,
being sued, and it's going to be by Ken Cromer saying the city's being sued because they spent your...
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
how much longer are you going to be here?
A little bit. I'll check the doors.
Okay.
And if you'll just...
I'll be here for about 15 more minutes.
Oh, we're way farther than 15.
We're in for a little while.
And then I'm going to set the alarm, too, so don't set the alarm in the... In the pro shop. Or, you know what? Do it in the pro shop. I'll set it here in this other.
Okay.
Pro shop.
Okay.
Thanks.
While this one didn't have a negative impact on us, it's going to be just like the City Hills talked about having a liquor license or whatever. It's going to come out, and it's going to be Ken who leads that message on, we're being sued, and it's because exactly what I said. They didn't do what they were supposed to do, which is I think we have to tell first. We're being sued, but...
So what's the reason? Could Jody Burnett help us message that?
Well, yeah, the reason is going
to
be...
Could he look at our impact fee and how the methodology was brought up and say, okay, you know, this is how it all started back in 1997.
He has to drive the message because this, like I said, this message will be held against us.
Yes.
He needs to drive
he that. He needs to be able to be the one telling us what our message will be going out. Because we control the information.
We need a message, but I don't think it's our message.
But the lawsuit itself that you're going to be able to pull, the public record, is going to say why we're being sued. It says it specifically in there why we're being sued.
Yeah.
That we didn't use it within 6 years,
yeah,
that it wasn't utilized for a proper facility.
That we don't try to form an opinion.
No. But I think we tell residents.
But they're still going to get a lot of details out of what was filed. Because if you read the affidavits, I mean, it's pretty darn clear.
And I think we can say in our messaging, these are the reasons why John, you know, these are his issues. We can't publicly give our defense right now because that hinders us as a city. But just so you know, as a resident, we're aware of it and we're working on it.
So did you guys talk to him about our strongest point? Because I would be okay settling if we can control that issue to be we didn't spend it soon enough. Because if you say you
can negotiate that.
Because if we can negotiate down to not spending it soon enough, that is an argument that we can have. Because that was Cromar's whole point, that we should have not spent it, that we could have kept on going forever.
Lehigh in their suit, just along those lines, real fast, they were actually probably guilty of a few other things, but when you read the settlement statement,
mm-hmm.
Jody said there's so much more to that than meets the eye, and they just agreed that they would put out this settlement.
It was an agreed-upon settlement statement.
Right.
I would imagine, though, that the Home Builders Association, who John Call is representing, would be more concerned about the way the impact fees were assessed, because that's what they want to change.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care
how fast we spent
it. What they care about is how we assessed it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's going to be their mess that they want to really hit on.
Or do they just want money?
Two things. They want the money back, but they also want that message to get out to other cities that you can't do it this.
But we can do both that. We can change our impact fees and put that
But
as
I'm
part
saying
of
if, if we
right.
have one big thing, argument that we're going to be fighting, I think John Call is going to fight that one. Mm-hmm. How the impact fees were actually assessed.
Yeah, right.
That's
and we say as part of our settlement, we'll change
right.
them, but this is the way that we want it. This is our settlement agreement.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the message, right? I mean, the message, I think we need to let him.
Mm-hmm. He's
so
got to tell
us. I think we should engage him and then let him drive the message based on his strategy.
Yeah.
He already has a strategy. He's already used one. It's not like he doesn't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Right? He's got a lot of experience fighting, settling, all the stuff. Let's figure out where he wants to go and figure out what he wants to publish. And we can be clear that we need to get the message out before the newspaper does.
Yes.
So what does that look like? What can we tell people so that it doesn't come back and bite us in the end?
Did he talk about costs?
He didn't talk about his individual fees,
okay.
but he said overall those fees will add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, especially if we fight.
But if we settle $10,000, $20,000
for him,
who knows?
I'm sure he'll be $100,000. It'll cost us a lot of money to do even to negotiate.
When it comes down to messaging, you guys, I think we should assume that what we all understand now is that perhaps the methodology of collecting our impact fees, how we use them, and maybe we use them fast enough, those are all, almost indefensible arguments. Every citizen's going to figure that out.
Yeah.
So whatever our message is, it can't be trying to skirt any of that, because I don't think we'll get away with any of that.
No, we won't.
It's got to be, it'll be big and it'll be ugly. And.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know how we're going to message this, because there's no way to say it other than we screwed up.
We're going to message it as Ken Cromar kept telling us to hold out, so we listened to him.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could be part of it.
The message of we screwed up is an okay message.
Is it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, when did that screw up really happen?
Long
1997.
1997, 1999, 2001. I mean, honestly, Stephanie and I were talking about it. I should have probably been more forceful. But when you take it to the city manager level and they're like, "Yeah, well, just be quiet about that."
Yeah, that is one component. The other component is whether this center, is a recreation center. That's what they're I think they're arguing that the way that we use the impact fees on this center is not consistent with what a recreation center is.
Which goes
with
our capital projects plan. Yes. So he did bring that up. So when you have your capital improvement plan, and then you have your facilities plan. So if I got this right, because I kind of had a lesson today from David, is you have your facilities plan that is like your master city plan, okay? But then you have your improvement plan that is like, you know, a shorter amount of time, and this is what you're doing. So if our vision changed, it should have changed in this facilities plan. And then it gets absorbed into the improvement plan when it gets closer to that date. And did we ever do that?
No. So when our vision changed, our plan should have shown that change,
mm-hmm.
and resulted in a decreased fee or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm stumbling on, is what was our original vision?
Yeah, well, I have no idea. Like, honestly, I have no idea.
On the capital projects plan, I remember it saying a community recreation and aquatics facility.
I don't have it written there.
I can't find it on our website. Do you know where it would be? Because I was looking. It's harder to find than it used to be.
Come on, we're supposed to be
transparent. Residents
right there.
Or government, but I don't
see
government. Government?
So anyways, and he had said that one of the things that Lehigh kind of got hooked up on is that they probably had the right...
The general plan, I looked at that.
They probably were going in the right direction in what they were doing. But they didn't follow through with paperwork, and that's what we've done.
Yeah.
No,
we were going in a direction, but we didn't do housekeeping along.
The original one was a town.
Thank you.
I don't know where it went. It used to be on the website.
You can't point it at a law firm or someone and say they gave us bad counsel. I mean, it's you know, and maybe Scott's right saying that we just screwed up.
Well, and he did say that 10 years ago,
but
the impact fee information, like what was going on with impact fees, is totally different than what it is today now. You know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't probably be having this conversation. And now it's like the environment has changed regarding impact fees.
Probably because of that. But that's kind of a good thing, though, because that shows that over the last 10 years, we haven't changed our methodology. I mean, we've always been going by what our original impact fees were. So we've been doing the same thing this whole time. I mean, they have changed.
Well, the discussion in the legislature, like, that has changed. That a lot of times, like, the Home Builders Association is going through and they're doing stuff through the legislature so much than on impact stuff because, or what was that loop that they were doing? That where people were kind of going, it was easier to go through the legislature to get stuff done than to
the courts. So what happened is, you know, all these impact fees were being assessed and attorneys were fighting them, but the judges took so long and didn't understand what they were, I mean, it's so, there's so many intricacies with impact fees.
Yeah.
The judges even had a hard time, unless they're a municipal servant at some point, they couldn't wrap their hands around it. So then what the developers realized is, hey, let's just go to the legislature, because we fund those guys. Those guys are going to change the law for us. Mm-hmm. Let's just change the law itself. Let's not fight the law in court. Let's just change the law.
And so over that 10 years, the law has changed on stuff.
And see, we didn't go in and say, okay, well, we're going to change the way we're collecting impact fees so that we get more money. I mean, we've always been doing the same thing. Even though the law has changed, we haven't changed the way we've been doing things.
Right. It's been the same number for years.
Yeah, which is actually, for me, I mean, it's good and bad.
Right.
Do we, and our messaging, though, if we're messaging this now, or, you know, when we talk to our attorney, if we say we screwed up, to me that's a little scary right now, because
that
hurts our defense.
Well, those aren't the words I want to use, but that's...
But you know what I'm saying,
that
we did something wrong.
That is essentially what happened.
But by doing that, we're saying we're guilty and we don't want to have
I think
that
we can't say that till after we've settled. But
I don't think we want to do that at all.
No. We could never...
Say that we're guilty?
No,
we leave that out completely.
Yeah.
It's all a matter of interpretation, right?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're saying, okay, I mean, in the settlement, we would say, all right, we see where we had a flaw in our calculations, mm-hmm. and we're going to fix that. And it will cost us some money, but those flaws have been brought to our attention, and we're going to fix that.
Problem is, you can't. We can acknowledge that we're being sued, but if we agree,
yeah,
we can't do that. We can't form an opinion on whether we are not guilty of any one of those charges.
But I think what he's saying is in the agreement would be our settlement offer to them, not necessarily going out to the public.
Sure, but what we're saying is, Daily Herald's going to publish an article long before the settlement.
Yeah, that's saying, we need to get it first.
I don't know that we can do much about it. So
I wasn't meaning to imply that we say that we're guilty of something before we've reached some settlement. I'm just saying at the end result is going to be the same, which is that Cedar Hills did something wrong now.
Which I'm okay with. At the end of the day,
yeah,
I want that message to go out. In the meantime, if we need to beat the newspaper to the acknowledgement that we have a suit, then let's do that. I don't know what value we get by it, because we can't really say anything other than list the charges.
The value you get is that Ken Cromer is not the one saying, see, they're getting sued, and I told you that.
That's right.
He still will.
He's going to
he
do that, whether
will.
We do that or not.
But this
all
is,
we can say is, we're getting sued.
The benefit is the transparency, that we are telling residents before saying, oh, yeah, Ken told them, and then we're having to say, yeah, he's right. We're being the first ones
because
to get the message out, even if it's
the mayor,
two sentences.
We're the ones that got it out first, and the newspapers went, okay, and they left it alone.
Well, I would say that.
With the mayor. I mean, in essence, they didn't quote Cromer. They didn't have some big press release with him. They kind of said, okay, great, we'll publish a couple of articles, here's whatever. And they kind of moved on.
I think their approach towards Cedar Hills honestly is changing.
Yeah, so I think we ought to put it out there.
I think Caleb, I had a conversation with him. I think he's changing. Now, you know, trust but verify, as someone said. But still, he told me he wants to change how he's reporting about Cedar Hills.
Which so far he's done.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think our message is...
Well, one time.
You know, a lot of...
That's still something.
But I know. We have to be careful still, though.
A lot of municipalities and a lot of districts have been forced to look at their methodology, and we are one of those. Lehigh, American Fork, TSSD. A lot of these districts and cities have not been able to keep up with the changes in impact fee law. And we are taking a look at that now. It's been brought to our attention through this claim. And, you know, we're in that group of people, that group of cities and
districts. And that's probably what we say, look, we're not the first ones.
That's probably a good way of saying it, isn't it? We are just one of a number of cities that has been forced to look at how we collected impact fees, and that's what this suit's about.
And there's probably more of you to come.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, and he even said that.
And then we take it another step after we get to the settlement and all that, and say, hey, you know what? We learned a lot from this. We learned how we need to look at our impact fees. We learned that we need to have an outside firm help us with that, because he suggested a firm. It's a law firm that could help us identify the true impact fee value, because in the past it has been other consultants like engineering firms or even Mark Edminster, his group, has done them. But they're a little bit more legally challenging than what maybe those firms can help us with. But I think we admit it, and we do it in the context of, hey, we've seen other people, other municipalities or other districts go through this. We're going through it too, and we're going to have to evaluate that.
Yep.
We don't know how it's all going to shake out, but... We're looking at
our eye is on the situation.
run it past Jody.
Yeah, I'll have to work with the attorney for sure. I'm still surprised and I guess unclear as to why he's saying, though, that we can go ahead and continue to use it as a reception center if one of John Call's points in his lawsuit is that it's not a traditional recreation
center.
Because
he's not worried about that. Because honestly, it's the fee itself. The impact fee itself.
That's all he cares about.
It's not the current use of it. We still need to do recreation activities.
Yes.
Which goes to the point of finishing the basement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if he were to come in here and say, well, yeah, you used to have all these classes and it was available for dance and yoga and ballet and karate and all this, but now you have receptions there more often than not, how do those activities even take place? Well, they do downstairs in this classroom and in this other, you know. I think it still helps us.
It broadens our recreation into this building.
It does. And so I don't think it's a mistake to finish that basement. The issue is, do we want to use all of our money
at what cost?
I still want to finish the basement. I'm just, until we know how much the settlement's going to be, I'm scared to use the money.
But we're
going to
know for
But I don't know how we respond to residents saying, yeah, we knew 2 years ago that we may have to settle, and we did not put aside money for that, and now we have to bond pay
but
for
that
it.
Could happen at any time. I mean, we could have a fire on our mountain and not
that's
come across.
That's easy.
But I'm just saying.
If we have a fire in the mountain, we have to pay a lot of money. It's like, I can tell you why, and it's not because we screwed up.
No, but I'm just saying, though.
But I agree.
Honestly, if you look at what happened on that hillside, okay, and David had that engineering company come down and they talked about it, that would have been $1 million. Yeah. And instead, it was, what, $75,000.
I agree.
I guess I'm just saying,
wasn't
we
in the budget.
Know for 100% certainty that we are going to have to pay money. Mm-hmm. So we have to be prepared for where is that money coming from.
Yep.
So maybe the decision on the basement waits a little while until we can really get with Jody and do, you know, maybe he's
strategy.
The one who needs to say, okay, Lehigh was $10 million, they settled for $1 million. Yeah, it's 10%. Or I'm not saying that's
two
the
and
number.
A half. You'll settle for $250.
You see what I mean? Just what's the scope?
Yeah, I like to.
What are they
yeah,
looking for?
It's too much of an unknown. So to say next week we're gonna just. Go out for bid on the basement, that just seems a little premature because
yeah.
I have no idea. We may be paying $1 million, we may be paying $100,000. I have no idea. I'd like to know, I'd like to get a better ballpark figure before we go up to spend all the money.
We can probably get a pretty good range from Jody at least. He could probably tell us, okay, you're going to be somewhere between 200 and 600 or whatever.
Right.
A certain range, then we may be more comfortable in saying, okay, well, we've got that range set aside, so let's hold on to that, and then we can spend any excess on top of
we can
that.
Do
and
that.
I can check
with
CSSD, too, because I think we're in the process of settling. It's calling, and he's doing TSSD. And so, you
can
know.
Can Cromar and call off
and,
a little island somewhere?
And on that one, our capital facilities plan was awesome, our improvement plan was awesome, it was all there, it was all documented, we probably have a good shot at even prevailing on that one, I think, but the cost is so exorbitant that, you know, the attorney's saying, just settle and just redo your impact fee calculations. Just redo them and advertise it and give them a little bit of cash and they walk away.
What do you think the settlement on that is? I mean, is it hundreds of thousands or millions?
Oh, it'll be, on those guys, it'll be hundreds of thousands, maybe a million. Because the district is big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they don't collect. And here's the other thing Jody Burnett brought up. If we hurry and get with these guys and say, all right, you caught us. Let's settle. Let's start working on the details of the impact fee. If they start digging into our other impact
mm-hmm.
fees, are we
mm-hmm.
on solid ground?
Yeah.
They're only naming this one now.
Mm-hmm.
If we fight them, maybe in their efforts to win a case, they start digging in deeper and they say, wow. Not only your rec impact, but you guys screwed up on your park impact fee. You guys screwed up on your water impact fee. You guys goofed up on, you know,
associatively.
Well, there are a lot. I think
to what degree?
I think the parks and recreation, that's the lightning rod for impact fee attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
They're not too worried about the streets or the water or the sewer because those things are almost finite to those guys. You do have to have a certain amount of pipe capacity to put X amount of gallons through it. Parks? Recreation?
It's kind of a necessity. It's not a need. It's not something you have to drive.
Rec centers are not necessities.
Okay, thank you.
So
you
that's why.
More?
If there's extra, definitely.
There's a half a cake still.
I'm definitely.
Pass it over.
So that's why he's saying, you know, it may be good to let them know, hey, we're willing to sit down at the table and talk.
Okay, so
then they quit looking at the rest of our
stuff. But we could go through and say, okay, we're going to settle, and they go, that was a little quick. Why didn't you guys put up any fight? And
no,
then
because
they start
every
look,
city.
Because
but they, you know, but what I'm getting at is, we could do that, and then they could still go back and look at everything else,
they
and they could nail
could.
Us for every other thing.
Yeah.
But Jody, if Jody Burnett is the guy who comes back to him and says, hey, I got another client at City of Cedar Hills that came to talk to me. Come on, Mr. Call. You and I have been down this road before.
Right.
Let's get down to the brass tacks because we know where it's going to end. None of us want to fight this to the courts.
Yeah.
Let's just start talking. If he approaches it that way, Mr. Call is going to say, yep, got him.
That's more.
It almost begs the question about whether cities should be collecting the impact fees at all.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
But that's what that is. As I said, the Home Builders Association? Absolutely not.
Right.
They're the ones paying them.
They're
not going to quit until the rental fees.
So I do get the point of holding off and not finishing our basement. but also in the same regard is that we finish our basement, it creates more recreation in our building, hence leaves this open for receptions that brings in money, you know what I'm saying? So for me, it's like...
Yeah, and balance our budget.
Say if it comes in, say we make $160,000 off of it. I mean, now, and our basement is done. We have more recreation in our basement. It's brought in money. And so I just another facet of it.
It's a big facet of it. If we can market this room mm-hmm. for corporate events and wedding receptions and things like that, I think it could be a huge success. And if we can't do that, this building is a huge failure.
Yeah, and honestly, I know this. I don't want this to be to sound like I'm being irresponsible in essence, but I'm actually tired of being scared about using this building.
I'm too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, correct.
I'm mad about not being able to.
Yeah, and so I kind of feel like, you know what? Get the basement done. Like, let's be proud of it, and let's not be scared of it. Let's just go forward. And I mean, worst case scenario, which is so horrible, worst case scenario, we totally lose and we have to go out and bond. Well, you know what? Let's continue to use the damn building. And I don't want to be irresponsible. I don't want you guys to think that, you know what I'm saying, that I'm being irresponsible on that thing. But that's kind of part of my process I've been thinking through on it.
I think that's a good part of the discussion is, you know, what outweighs what, and so it that's going to be a hard discussion. I'm not sure yet because I get Jenny's point. You know, that we don't know how much we're going to have to settle for. That money's got to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, did he not say that when they settled, it came out of a portion over time? That when Lehigh settled,
Lehigh luckily had funds
from
kind of all over,
uh-huh.
and they kind of took funds from here, even though they probably shouldn't have, and they were going to replace that fund.
Mm-hmm.
They settled and took money from different accounts that had nothing to do with the impact fee.
Mm-hmm.
Can they do that?
We
yeah.
do it.
Gosh.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get sued for that.
Yeah. No. You can do it. You just have to do the accounting and say, we took $300,000 from here, and we used it for impact fee settlement. We used two, but we're going to pay that back.
Right, as long as they're unrestricted funds that they can get access
to. Or even restricted.
You can do it to anything.
Even restricted.
Even restricted funds.
We seem to be in some hot water about $1.7 million that was transferred to the golf course, though. That
Over time.
It's never transferred to the golf course.
Well, it was transferred.
It wasn't.
Excuse me, loan.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
that's totally different than what Lehigh did. That's completely different.
I don't know. I'll be the first to admit that when it comes to money, I am super conservative, and I would be completely opposed to bonding to pay off a lawsuit. I would rather pay it off with funds we have available than making our residents bond for something like that. But that's me. I said I know I am one end of each
extreme.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. if we had, I would feel if I was on the council, I would be upset as a resident if I felt like you guys knew and you did nothing to prepare for that. Yeah, and instead you went ahead and continued on and spent money that you knew you may have to give back. I would be very frustrated as a resident, saying now my taxes have to be raised to pay for that, where they wouldn't have had if you would have just kept the money and settled with that.
So I believe I heard that Katie was turning down somewhere between 3 and 5 events a week now.
A month. Yeah, a month.
Oh, I thought it was
It's all the weekend stuff.
But it sounds like we don't have
to
do that anymore.
We because of Eric's suggestion that it has to be an ancillary use, we're saying we can only do about 4 events a month. Because otherwise, I mean, there's 2 city councils, we have a planning commission, possibly 1 other meeting. Those are ancillary. So we're in the neighborhood of about 4 events a month.
Okay, so
we could easily do 10.
But see, what I'm getting at, though, is by finishing the basement, we can now market the crap out of this building and try to get as much in here. And if we can hit the 160...
But that's a risk.
It is. But that means $160,000 this year, $160,000 next year.
But we make that much money. That's a risk. It's untested. We don't know. We could make $20,000. We just don't know.
But if we're going to go the opposite of that, though...
We're making nothing right now.
Yeah, we're making zero. So
it's almost like finishing the basement kind of helps us leverage getting more money into the city to help pay off the settlement quicker.
As long as it works.
As long as it works. If it doesn't,
I know,
we bond.
It's a huge risk. But if we have to settle for $320,000, that's 2 years of marketing this building.
So I'd like
versus
to
15 years of not marketing and having to spend $10,000 a year for it.
We're not going to get an answer today. We're not going to make a decision today. I would like to spend the next week and a half trying to assess what the settlement's going to be and get a better ballpark figure for it. Next week we can discuss the basement more, but I'm not ready to take it out to bid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if it turns out that we get answers back that make us comfortable with going out with spending the money, then we can call a special meeting the next week to put it out to bid.
We can just go on to the regular.
Or we can just put it on the bid.
Yeah.
But we talked about next week doing that, and I don't think we should do that.
Okay, so.
But I don't know if we're going to get an answer. I mean, we're not going to decide today.
Well, if we're going to do that, we know that at some point we're probably going to finish the basement, right?
This is my whole deal, is that if we're going to finish the basement, let's finish the basement.
Well, I guess what I'm asking is, do we want to go ahead with all of the plans, get the drafting done? I mean, we may be out a couple $1,000s. Do we want to go ahead with that portion while we're waiting to get the rest of this information so that we don't have to wait 3 or 4 weeks and then start the drafting and then have to wait another 3 weeks to get the drafting back? Should we do the drafting and get the plans together now?
I actually think we should.
I kind of think we should too. I mean, we've got professional funds we can use for it, right?
Yeah, we almost need to write a business plan for this just because I believe that corporate and for that, you know, city finances are different than our personal finances. So I agree with you, Jenny, in terms of, from a personal perspective, you can be really conservative about these things. But in terms of corporation, sometimes it makes sense to do something that you wouldn't do in your personal life if the benefits outweigh that. And I'm not sure I'm there yet. I don't understand, if this is going to be successful as a corporate event center, wedding center, in terms of bringing in $160,000 a year. And I don't know how to get there. I mean, it's almost like you have to do it in order to find out if it's
mm-hmm.
possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to think long and hard about whether we want to go down that road.
And I respect that. I think my biggest thing is that we're not a corporation. I mean, we are subsidized by tax dollars. Anytime we say we're willing to take a risk that may fall on the backs of our residents and their tax dollars, we better be dang sure that
sure, mm-hmm. absolutely,
we're going to win that risk, because I just don't feel comfortable saying we're going to risk and you guys are going to pay for it, because
yeah.
it's not like a corporation that can just go out of business and
Well, sure, that's true, but there's risks with anything. If we go down the road of not doing anything, and it turns out that this could have been a very big success, as having corporate events and weddings here, but we didn't do it, that's the risk that we didn't take, and it could have helped us. So there's risks with everything.
Right. And I don't think that we say we're never going to do it. I'm just saying find out first how much we have to settle for.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, once it's over, we can do whatever we want, which would be nice.
Back to getting the plans. Let's say that you did get the plans close so that you could pull the trigger if you wanted or not pull the trigger. And while we get the scope of settlement decided, we wait for that. If it comes back where it's hundreds of thousands of dollars, you can say, yeah, we're not pulling the trigger. Or if it comes back and you can say, oh, we can do both, then you're ready to pull the trigger.
How much does it cost to send it out to bid and get the plans?
Nothing to send it out to bid, but it's going to cost some money to do those plans. Probably $3,000, $4,000 at the most.
Yeah.
If we send it to engineering and everything. I believe anything over 4,000 square feet, we have to have an engineer stamp it, which is probably $800 to $1,000. And then the time to draft it, yeah, you're probably somewhere around $4,000.
I think it would be well worth it for us to just have our ducks in a row that we are ready to go. Take our time to research, but when we're if it's a go, let's go.
We'll use those plans regardless.
We're going to use them. So
I mean, I'm okay with that. It's a matter of when we spend the hundreds of thousands.
Hold off on the bidding process, but just
get the plans ready. Yeah. It's going to take him a little while to draw them, and we're going to have some changes. We're going to tweak it, go back and forth a few times.
So. No, but I think it will be good. It will give us a good.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Any other legal issues?
I would be interested in hearing, and maybe this isn't Jody's specialty, but I would be interested in hearing what his take is. I know Eric brought up the fact that by using this as a reception center, that we are at risk with, like, what's the place in Pleasant Grove?
Whitechapel.
Stone Gate or whatever.
I'd like his
Stone Gate? Yeah, that they could sue us. We're competing with them with public funds.
Recreation. The old white church?
No, reception.
Oh, reception.
Yeah. I'd be interested in Jody's take on that.
Okay. We didn't specifically ask him that.
He said that you could build a building and
rent it out for whatever you want.
Yeah, he seems to take the same side as every other golf course in the state.
Rent
it out all the time.
But even beyond that, I mean, there's plenty of city buildings that they rent out for weddings and events and everything else. I mean, we had a party in the Academy Library before it was even open. It was a private event.
Here's the other thing. You know, I mean, you mentioned that there's only two bouldering locations next to us, one in Provo, one in Salt Lake. If we put in a bouldering and we say, we're charging money for it as part of a monthly fee for exercise, we're competing with private business there.
Eric seemed to say recreation's already has fought that battle and said cities provide recreation, therefore they can do it. He said it was the reception centers that battle hasn't been fought. As far as I'm aware, that's the impression I got.
You have a park and you can have your wedding in the park.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're.
I'd like to get an opinion on it. I think we're going to golf course.
Yeah. I got married on a golf course, you guys.
We know.
Wish I could find those pictures to prove it.
We'll believe you on that one.
My taxes don't prove it.
Okay, so are we done with legal issues then?
Anything else that you can think of? Just a second. The radio. Do we want to talk about the radio?
Sure.
Is that a legal issue?
Sure. Contracts.
Contracts.
That's fine, go ahead. Where's the checklist? We can talk about it. We may have to amend. It's not.
No, it's on the contract.
And this is a contract, too.
Yeah, where's the checklist of things that you talked about? Oh.
Did you have it, Stephanie?
I didn't have it.
Okay, well, maybe we don't have it.
Anyway,
it's not really legal, is it?
Well, there are certain things that you can talk about in a closed-door session.
Okay.
To talk about a contract? I thought contract
negotiation
specifically was because it's a negotiation.
Yeah.
But if we just have to remember when we leave the executive session that we state that we talked about something else.
You can talk about it in here. You just can't execute it without going back.
But your motion is back in the regular council meeting
because it's your ability to negotiate.
Yes,
that makes sense.
Okay, so we just have to remember to talk.
What's that?
No, go ahead.
We have to remember that we need to talk about what we meant. We talked about contracts and we exit.
So on the radio.
Okay, so KNRS is interested in doing a live show, the Rotter Kit show, later this month. And so we've done live shows here for sports radio, KFAN and the other ones, and they would swap out golf passes in order to do a live show. And so KSL and KNRS are totally different.
Mm-hmm.
They have a ton more listeners. So it comes down to do we think that the advertising and marketing approach that Jim's been using is effective? I don't know. I asked him that, and he says, well, it's hard to track, which means that he doesn't know whether it's effective or not. And so So this is, you know, whatever we do going forward, we need to use some metrics to determine whether it's effective or not. And so I know that when it comes to listeners, KNRS is probably the best. A lot of people turn into KSL, so they have large listeners, but when you dig down into what those listeners do, they tune in for traffic and weather, and then they go back to listening to Rush and Glenn Beck and all the guys that are on KNRS, Sean Hannity and Rod Arquette. So that's where they spend the most of their time. So so if we are going to do some sort of a live show, then this is the vehicle to do it, is something like this. So now it just comes down to, do you think it's a good advertising and marketing approach to getting people to come, not just golf, but perhaps use the rec center to eat at the grill, to do things like this. And so it can be done, so we can bring in the functions of this without advertising for it. And I'll kind of tell you what I mean by that, which is that they would do promos throughout the week leading up to the live show on Friday and talking about being here. And then generally Rod's going to have a number of interviews with someone from the city or the golf course. And then it's during those live interviews where you can talk about the unintended benefits of such a great building. Unintended benefit of, you know, a lot of people wanting to do, you know, weddings or corporate events here, saying that's not what it was intended for. We have lots of recreation stuff here, but it turns out people want to use this for the great view. So you can work in both angles in terms of the recreation center plus the golf course. So.
And what was their pricing?
Yeah, it's going to cost somewhere between $3,500 and $4,500. And so they first came out with $4,500, which included everything in the kitchen sink. And so so we went back and said, you know, can you come up with something different? So instead of, you know, they don't really reduce fees, they just say, we will cut spots. I mean, that's really how it works, is that we're going to cut down the amount of exposure that you're going to get on the air. We're not going to charge it less. You're just going to get less exposure. So that's why I say it's somewhere between $3,500 and $4,500. And I know that they do a real good job of driving people to, say, like a Techniclass or something like that, where they say, if you come into Techniclass right now, you can get a 20% discount or whatever. If you call in right now or text or whatever, people do that. I don't know, you know, how you drive more people to the rec center or to the golf course. I mean, they could text in and we could give them, I don't know, a free drink on their way out to the golf course or something like that. So, I mean, has to be a way to drive people in. I just don't know how we do that. You know, if you're one of the first 25 people to call in and book a golf tournament, we'll give you a 20% off on that. I don't know what the answer is. I'm just saying that we would need to come up with a method in order to try and market this and then create some metrics to determine whether it was successful. If it was successful, we do it again. If it's not, we don't.
So just a really quick point of order, we cannot talk about contracts.
Oh, we cannot? Okay, they're on the outside?
What's that?
They're public council?
Yeah, it has to be in a public meeting. So this discussion needs to be done in a public meeting.
So let's just reverse everything I said and I didn't say.
We didn't actually discuss it. We got a lot of information. Thanks for the report.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about it next time, if that would be all right. Sorry.
So how do we talk about Jill's contract?
Who's Jill?
The recreation.
Oh.
That's a confidence.
Is that?
Because it'd be an employee, right? She's an employee.
Okay.
Yeah, are we talking about
what was done by an employee?
What are
the contract. She's
what
a contract
are we talking
employee.
About specifically? We're talking about what her contract should be?
I don't know.
Or are we talking about whether or not she should be in the contract?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Because we can't talk about what her contract is. We can talk about whether or not she's fit for the contract.
But we talked about Conrad's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a review
kind
of stuff.
It was.
That's how
we talked about Conrad's.
We
talked about it under the competence as whether or not he was fit for the contract.
and this doesn't apply?
We can talk about, we can't talk about the terms of the contract. And okay.
How do you talk about the terms of the contract, though? Dealing with staffing issues. Like,
do you really need to? Wouldn't that just be David?
Yeah, I think it's typically done not in this body at all.
It's just
we could approve it in a public meeting, but when it comes to laying out the terms of the contract, I think that's something that's done by staff. And when it comes to the terms of a contract for city manager, for instance, we still wouldn't do it as a body. We would say, okay, mayor and attorney, go figure it out. And we would review it.
Yeah, it's,
that I can't even turn on.
Does that make sense?
It's even hotter out there, David.
I don't know if it is.
Is it?
Let me open these doors.
Who's ever doing
don't lose that one.
Let's make sure that HVAC is working.
Yeah.
This is unbearable. I mean,
no more lighting sessions are going to happen here. All the people dancing and stuff.
What's going on?
Jeff or somebody told me that they were having problems with getting the temperature down where I think it should be.
They've had that problem the whole time.
I know. So we need to get pipe worms. You know what? We probably shouldn't be discussing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the rec contract for Jill and the issues that come about. Well, it actually does deal with employee competencies.
It does, and I wanted to talk about that actually as my list of how we got to where we got. It's clearly a competency issue.
Yes.
What the terms of the contract are, I think we can deal with offline or next.
Okay. All right. I wanted to. Okay. How about that feels better already.
Does done.
All right, Scott. How about the next one? Can we talk about?
I don't know what is it.
Is stuff that the mayor gave, like perks and.
No, but I think that goes on competence.
Okay. Brad's on competence. And other one. Okay. And all my rest of them are on competence.